Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Ellen Minskoff has been with me for the whole week, and it's been quite an interesting week. So are we ending with fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction, and this is our third self-narrated audiobook in a row, and this is sort of in between the other two. The narrator takes a little getting used to, but once you get used to her, she really does a good repertorial job. And she does a wonderful thing that I appreciate. She gives the due to native languages. She very carefully, there's some Native American language in this book because of the food came out of their traditions. And she does those very well. She's a good reporter, and she's another intrepid type. She goes all around the country. Endangered eating comes out of the slow food movement, and they are identified something called the Arc of Taste. It's founded by the slow food movement, and the Arc of Taste has certain, and we'll see in the sound sample, has certain ways they go about doing things, and she goes and finds these very unusual food ways and reports on them.
Okay, and what's the name of the book, and who's the author?
Endangered Eating, America's Vanishing Foods by Sarah Lohman and read by Sarah Lohman.
Okay. The Arc of Taste, to me, is like the most fabulous name anybody has ever given anything.
I couldn't agree more. And of course, it comes right from Noah's Ark because that's their goal.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's so resonant. I mean, my God, that's amazing.
And it's worldwide. And, you know, and there's a whole hierarchy of things that you have to be that have to be met. Organic, not too commercialized.
And what is she arguing through endangered eating? What's her premise?
Her premise is that she is going to find these kinds of foods, not all plants, from fish to plants to animals, that are being raised in the United States that are part of this worldwide movement that are designated in the Arc of Taste. The Arc of Taste is founded by the Slow Food Movement, which most people know was a northern Italian movement that has spread worldwide.
Interesting. So she's basically moving through the Arc of Taste.
She has maybe 6 or 8 examples, and I'll give you some of the highlights. She goes to the Salish Sea to work on reef-caught salmon. She goes to the Navajo Reservation to help butcher a unique 4-horned churros sheep. She goes home to Ohio, which is where she comes from, to learn about the Buckeye chicken, which was originally called the Buckeye Red, and it's a locally celebrated bird. And she goes, you know, variety of other places in the country.
Wow.
For plants and other animals as well. And she tries everything. And she is another one of these reporters, another one in this who will do anything she's asked. Sometimes she's, you know, and sometimes she has to think twice. But like I said, she helps with the butchering. She helps with catching the fish. She is intrepid.
Another immersive journalist.
Truly.
I like that. So let's hear a little bit. Do you need to set this up for us?
This is really the definition of what she's doing.
Okay. This is Endangered Eating, America's Vanishing Foods. It's written and read by Sarah Lohman.
Clean. Everything on the Arc of Taste has the potential to be grown, raised, or produced without harm to the environment. Fair. No commercial or trademark items are allowed onto the Arc of Taste, only foods that anyone may champion, produce, share, or sell. When a new food is onboarded to the Arc of Taste, Slow Food takes a multi-pronged approach to increasing the rare ingredient's visibility. The organization may begin by working directly with producers to identify solvable issues that would increase or sustain production of that food, as well as offering aid through the support of veterinarians and agronomists.
I like her. She's not too readerly. It's like she's telling.
Yep, really, very much so.
And her voice is fine. It's fine.
I think so, too. I think she's a reporter. And like I said, she does the Diné and the Choctaw very carefully and honors their language. She's gutsy. She goes everywhere and follows, you know, and follows these stories. And what's fascinating to me is that they are vanishing food. She finds that sometimes there are just, you know, a few people doing this one kind of chicken or one group who are catching these using reef nets to catch fish. So that's why they're so unusual. These are not things you're going to find at the market.
This sounds to me like this audiobook is really like listening to a very smart friend who has a lot of guts and will try anything.
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool.
And stick with her because she goes everywhere and she really tries a lot of stuff. And it's one of these audiobooks that the more you listen to it, the more intriguing it is.
And I think it's a great way to end the week. That is Endangered Eating, America's Vanishing Foods, written and read by Sarah Lohman. Alan, thank you so much.
And you are more than welcome. This was really fun.
It was, and I'll talk to you next month. Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher creating award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dall is our editor, and the music is William Russ Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.